From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
Hey, Just Ask Spirit listeners, are you tired of trying to figure out this manifesting thing? If so, you have got to check out my new book. It's called Energy in Action. And inside, you're going to find 52 manifesting practices to help you ignite your ability to create a life of peace and freedom. And if you're looking for a way to practice these skills with others, you may want to join my weekly Ray of Light membership. This is where we meet virtually to keep our manifesting juices going. Find the book, Energy in Action, and membership at sherriannaboyle.com. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. Hope you're having a great day so far. I'm having a pretty fabulous day. I mean, I really, really am. I mean, for one, I just downloaded Satnam Kaur's, one of her new latest songs. Oh my gosh. If you don't know Satnam Kaur or Sanatam Kaur, I'm sorry for those of you who are saying you're saying it wrong. Anyway, the best song. Oh my gosh. I just downloaded it off of iTunes. I know a lot of you listen to Spotify, but she's doing it with DJ Taz. Oh my gosh, such an incredible song. I encourage you to get that. It's just going to brighten your day. In fact, I think I'm going to ask Taz to be on the show. So if maybe I can reach him now. Taz, if you're listening, come on the show. I want to talk to you. I actually had Satnam Kaur on the show a couple years ago. So if you go in the archives, you're not going to get into the archives if you're listening via Dream Vision 7 Radio. It's actually before that. So you'd have to go to Just Ask Spirit as a podcast and subscribe there, because I do create some additional content there for now and then that are not on the radio. It's there you're going to find the replay for that one, which I think is totally worth it. It's just like a really candid discussion with Satnam Kaur, and she's on tour. So the chances of me getting her back on the show, they're pretty slim. Let's face it. She's like a celebrity. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day. And yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is a show about spirituality and mental health. We talk about all sorts of things. And today's going to be one of those days where we get quite spiritual. We get quite woo-woo. However, what I love about today's guest I'm going to introduce to you is the amount of research this person has behind them. And I love a guest like that. If you haven't noticed that already, I love someone that's really taken the time to study something. So when you listen to a guest like this, you're getting like 40 years of knowledge consolidated and through this interview. Of course, it's not everything. This person has written several books, but I just want to give a sense of an appreciation when somebody takes all those years to research and study. You're going to find out more about that in a moment. But in the meantime, I want you to remember to go visit the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. That's very important because the people there sponsor the show. I have some of my books there. There are other books such as Carmen Turner Shaw, our resident astrologer's books are there. I also have Mindful Beauty, Debbie Palmer's books are there. She also has her skincare line there. So if you don't know Debbie Palmer, you got to get to know her. She's amazing. She developed a skincare line. She's a badass. You're going to want to know her. Anyway, her skincare line is there. Her book, Mindful Beauty, is there. And there's also some spiritual art there, which is also pretty incredible because it's one of my students who channels the rays of light, which I wrote about in Energy in Action. So just give you a little backstory. That's That's where that art is coming from. So it's very high vibrational art. So where do you go to find that? You go to SherriannaBoyle.com. And you go under Start Here and you go under Marketplace and you're going to find all the goods. In addition to my most recent course offerings, I am teaching about the Archangels, folks. Yes, it's happening. I have been guided. I've been working very hard on my next book and it's time. So feel free to go there, check out when that course is being offered and hop on board. Also, New Moon Circles with Carmen Turner Schott. That's where you go register for those monthly circles where we teach you and help you to manifest. So, of course, lots going on, wonderful vibrations. I'm just so grateful that you're here because none of this can happen without you. And I'm super excited to share with you today's guests. But as you know, it's going to be after the break. So hang in there.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Douglas Charles Hodson, welcome to Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you very much, Sherrianna. Thank you for having me on your show so I can share my research findings with your audience.
I'm so excited. That's one of the reasons, big reasons that I wanted to have you on the show. May I ask you what I should have asked you this before on the air. Professor, how do you like to be referred to?
Well, I'm a former professor. I retired from full-time work in early 2018.
Okay.
Now I'm a writer, but a writer and a researcher. But you can call me professor if you'd like.
Okay. Professor sounds, official. So you are, let me let the audience know, you are the author of a book that was just released, everyone, right in January 2024. The book is called Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from the Near-Death Experience. And here we have Douglas Hodgson, who is a dual Australian-Canadian citizen and former dean and professor of law residing in Perth, Western Australia. He undertook a postgraduate legal study at the University of London before embarking on a 35-year career in higher education in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand as a teacher, a researcher, as you just heard, author, human rights advocate, and university administrator. His areas of expertise include international human rights and humanitarian law, civil law, and the law of causation. Professor Hodgkins has worked for the Australian Research Council in various capacities and has authored and published 6 books and 30 peer-reviewed law journal articles. And again, the book that we are focusing on today is called Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from the Near-Death Experience. So once again, welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I just want to let them know how special it is to have you on the show. I was just saying, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sherrianna. And again, thank you for having me on to share my research findings. It's quite exciting for me.
So that's quite a resume. I'm sure that doesn't capture everything, but tell us a little bit about what do you mean by research findings? Tell us a little bit about this journey.
Yes. I first heard about the so-called phenomenon of near-death experience in around 1990 when I was working at the University of Western Australia. I had occasion to pick up Dr. Raymond Moody's book, Life After Life, his pioneering work into the so-called NDE phenomenon. And I was quite fascinated with what I read. I am a spiritual person, and the accounts of the near-death experiencers resonated with me. But it wasn't until I retired in early 2018 that I rekindled my interest in the so-called NDE. I read a book by Dr. Eben Alexander entitled Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife. And once again, I was utterly captivated by what I read. And so much so that I had to read more. I had a voracious curiosity or appetite to learn more about the near-death experience phenomenon. So I got onto the website of the EANS organization, EANS being the acronym for the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And they have an excellent archive of hundreds upon hundreds of written NDE accounts. And I began to scour through them. And the more I read of these accounts, the more I detected common or uniform messaging, observations, and insights. So being a good university academic, I really couldn't help myself. I began to take copious notes, and I was soon collating these notes into what might be roughly chapter headings. But even at that point, I wasn't quite sure whether there was a book in it or not. But then I began reading certain NDE accounts that said something like this. The being of light told me, or told my spirit, at the veil, that I must return to my physical body because my mission on Earth is not yet complete. I still have more to do. So you must return and share with humanity for its benefit the messages, divine knowledge, and insights which have been imparted to you at the Veil. So it was a light bulb moment. At that point, I knew that I had to collate and collect all of these messages and revelations and put them into the book, which I've done. Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil is a compilation of more than 500 written NDE accounts, which happen to answer some of life's larger existential and metaphysical questions. Metaphysical in the sense that these questions cannot be answered by an objective study of material reality. Does God exist? Is there a heaven? What happens when I die? Is there an afterlife? Does my soul or consciousness survive the death of my physical body? What is the purpose of my life on Earth? Do I have a unique and tailored mission to fulfill during my time on Earth? Are we judged on a reward-punishment basis? Or is it otherwise? Are the universal laws which underpin the workings of the cosmos? Is humanity alone in the cosmos? Or are there countless other universes, realms of existence and dimensions, some of which may be material or physical in nature, others unseen? A vast complexity, some of which may interact with the earthly realm. And in fact, all of these questions that I've just posed to your audience have been answered. Not only answered, but answered clearly, completely, and consistently by the some 500 NDE accounts that I scoured through. So that's a sort of a long-winded answer to your question, Sharianna. But
powerful. So I was just thinking about where. So I was wondering how many accounts that you actually did go through. So you answered that question. So you went through 500 accounts, and you went through the International Association to get this information. And so when you comb through these, Professor, you saw commonalities. How did you put this together, or did you just comb through and then sort of categorize them, sort of imagining, I don't have your book in front of me, but imagining these questions? How's it laid out for people, I guess, is how did you organize that?
I went through each of them, and some of them tended to be very lengthy, others quite short. Some written in very good English, others I had to work on a little bit, but the messaging was the same. And when I detected common themes or messaging, I collated them under separate headings. And that's the way I usually do my research. So I ended up with some 20 or 21 chapter headings, each with a discrete theme. For example, the soul consciousness, the liberation of the soul consciousness, loving nature, living in the present moment, loving yourself, God, heaven, the higher spiritual realms. What is the purpose of my life on Earth? What is the so-called life review? What is it for? And what is it all about? Positive and negative energy.
Can I ask you, how did these accounts, who took these accounts? So these are people who had near-death experiences, and who's recording these accounts? How is this coming together?
Well, all of the NDE written accounts were experienced by those people who were writing them.
Okay.
So these people actually had an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience. They were clinically dead for varying between 1 or 2 minutes and maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And they returned to their body. And they recalled afterwards what happened to them. And many of them said, well, it wasn't a dream like you have at night. Because even though months and years passed, I remembered my near-death experience as if it happened yesterday. And I remember it in vivid and graphic detail. So they felt so compelled to share their experience that they actually wrote their account of what happened to them and what they learned at the Veil. And that was placed in the archive of the International Association of Near-Death Studies. And that's in the public domain. Anyone can access this information.
So now I understand. So it wasn't someone interviewing them. It was them actually writing down their own accounts.
Exactly.
Okay.
It was all done on an anonymous basis.
On an anonymous basis. And then they submit it to this organization where it's archived. And then you come along, the researcher that you are, and you kind of pull all of this together based on 500 accounts. And now you have created a more systematic, if you will, way for to be able to give that information to people. That's right. Fascinating. Now, when you talk about the Veil, can you explain to my listeners what you mean?
Well, the Veil is a barrier. Some of the NDEers describe the barrier as a fence or an archway or a door. It could be a body of water like a stream or a pond. But it's a barrier in the sense that the soul or the spirit went out of the body, approached, well, first of all, they went down the so-called tunnel of light. Or some call it a deep, dark valley. And they're in what they call a velvety darkness. So when their spirit leaves their body, they feel like their spirit is in a warm cocoon of love. But they're in total darkness. But suddenly, they see a pinprick of white light. And their soul or their spirit feels impelled to go towards the light. And slowly but surely, like a magnet, they are going towards this bright white light through this dark tunnel. And eventually, they come to a threshold in which there is a horizon of golden white light. But there is this a veil or barrier. And some of them meet long-lost relatives or friends who died earlier. Some of them meet beings of light, or some of them describe having an encounter with God. But the purpose of the veil is that they are told by the being of light, you cannot go beyond the veil, because if you go through the doorway or the archway, or if you cross over the pond, you will not be permitted to return to your earthly body. So they are stopped, but they often have a profound sense of peace, of acceptance, of bliss, of euphoria, of happiness, and they get used to it, and they don't want to return to their body, but they have no choice. They are told your earthly mission is not yet finished. You must return. So they're quite indignant about this. They don't want to go back, but they must. And they soon find themselves back in their bodies. So this is the veil. But the veil does not prevent the imparting of this important divine knowledge or information or the revelations or messaging which they had been told at the veil to return to humanity and to share it with humanity for humanity's benefit.
Wow. Okay. Wow, this is quite amazing. Let's talk about God. You said you have a heading on God. I come across many young people that I work with who are questioning God, not sure if they believe it, perhaps turned off by some things that they've heard along the way, wanting things to be different. What did you learn about God?
Whether we believe in God or a supreme being, that is a personal choice, of course. It's a matter of free will. But without exception, the NDEers, some of them were very religious, and afterwards they said that they were less religious after their experience and more spiritual. Some of the NDEers were agnostic. They were still searching for the truth. They weren't sure whether a God or afterlife existed. And some of them were avowed atheists. But after the experience, all of them, without exception, said that they now believe in God or the source or a supreme being. And they have no doubt of the existence of an afterlife. So one NDEer, well, many of them put it this way, belief or hope or faith or trust in God and the afterlife was replaced by certainty of knowledge and proof. So I no longer believe because I now know. Hmm. Now, what is God?
I love that. I gotta let that one sink in. Say that again, because you have a beautiful voice. I no longer believe. I now know.
I no longer believe because I now know.
And you're speaking for you.
No. I'm a mouthpiece for the NDEers.
Okay, this so is what I'm, they I'm, have said. Got it.
Yes. So the NDEers are saying that based on my near-death experience, any faith or trust or belief I had in God has been replaced by a certainty of knowledge and proof of God and the afterlife. They say consistently, the NDEers, that I no longer believe because I now know.
And how do they define the know? What do they now know? That there's an afterlife, that there's a supreme?
They have experienced the ultimate reality. Some of them put it this way, Sherianna. They said, when we dream at night and when we wake up in the morning, we believe that our earthly reality is the only reality, that the dream we had at night wasn't real. It was an illusion. But those who have had a near-death experience, when they come back to their bodies, they said that I experienced the ultimate reality when my spirit left my body. And they now consider earthly life as to be their dream or their illusion.
Interesting.
And if you look at Hinduism, Hinduism regards our earthly life as an illusion or reality, or as a dream or an illusion. If you look at the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu song of the Lord, now there's a concept of Maya, that our earthly life is but a dream or an illusion compared to the ultimate reality of Brahman, or God, or the source. So this is the consistent messaging of the NDEers. And how do they describe God? Well, God is energy. God is the energy of unconditional love. God is incorporeal. God has no form. And that's consistent with the sacred scripture of most of the world's mainstream religions. One of the NDEers described God as love, but used love as an acronym. L-O-V-E. So what do those initials stand for? L, of course, stands for unconditional love. God is unconditional love, or the energy of love. O stands for oneness. Mm-hmm. God is one. We are all interconnected. Humanity, nature, the animal kingdom, the cosmos is all one, an interconnected oneness. We do not realize that in our earthly bodies, but when our spirit leaves our physical body, we appreciate and become aware of that. What does the V stand for? V stands for vibrations. God is vibrations. Two of the highest vibrations, according to one NDE, joy and thanksgiving or gratitude. And finally, E, in love. E is energy. Wow. So that's a beautiful description of God.
It really is. Yeah. That's probably one of the most beautiful descriptions I've ever heard. I do have a question in terms of whether the NDEs described any kind of a hierarchy. I don't want you to answer that yet because we do need to go to a commercial break. But after the break, I know that many people talk about sort of this in terms of what's closer to God in terms of the different realms and the archangels. I wonder if there was any information on that in there, but we are going to take a quick break. If you're just joining us on the radio, I'm speaking with Professor Hodson, who has written his latest book is called Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from a Near-Death Experience. And we'll hear more from the professor after the break. So hang in there.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. If you're just joining us on the radio, I'm speaking with Professor Hodson, who is the author of Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from a Near-Death Experience. Before the break, I asked you about hierarchy. Sometimes we hear about that in the spiritual world. Any insights on that?
Yes, indeed, Sharianna. I recall that when I read Dr. Eben Alexander's Proof of Heaven.
Yeah, he was on the show, by the way. He was on Just Ask Spirit. He was on Just Ask Spirit.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just letting the audience know there's an archive there.
Again, I was captivated by what Dr. Alexander recounted in his own near-death experience. But Dr. Alexander referred to the concept of a gateway and a core. And I believe that Dr. Alexander was referring to something similar that you mentioned, a bit of a hierarchy. The gateway being the threshold or entrance into heaven, and the core being the deep core, where God resides and where the archangels are to be located. Now, if you look at the mainstream religions of the world, for example, Islam, Muslims believe that there is just not one heaven. There are seven heavens, and it is in hierarchical form, one heaven above the other. And if you look at Eastern faiths, such as Jainism in India, Jainism refers to the concept of ascending heavens, just as the Muslims do. Now, I only found one account out of the 500 or so NDE accounts that I scoured that refers to this notion of ascending heavens. And one NDEer said that there is not just one heaven, there are multiple heavens. So there is a synchronicity here between scripture and the NDE accounts. And from what I've read, after your earthly life is finished, and where you end up will depend on how much you've learned in your earthly incarnation, how much love you have manifested towards others, how much divine knowledge you have acquired. And that will determine your future incarnations, wherever those incarnations may be. You may have a future incarnations back on Earth, or it may be other non-physical realms in the cosmos. You may be reincarnated into the so-called unseen realms of existence. But before you are reincarnated, you will spend time in the higher spiritual realms. And where you slot in terms of that hierarchy, will again depend on the quality of your earthly incarnation and how much divine knowledge you have acquired.
So I'm not hearing that it's dependent on how much money you make and how many social media followers you have.
It certainly is not. If I may speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I may answer that question in more detail, Sharianna.
Please.
That is another very important point that the NDEers learn during their life review. The beings of light indicate to the soul or the consciousness that what we consider important on Earth, such as personal power, fame, our careers, how much material wealth we have accumulated. To many of us, not all of us, but to many of us, that's the only thing that matters in life, is the benchmark of success. But the beings of light consistently tell the NDEers that those matters are considered irrelevant, insignificant, and superficial in the higher realms. They count for nothing. So what does matter? What matters on earth is basically how we treat others. Do we treat them with respect, and do we manifest unconditional love towards them? Or are we unkind and insensitive to them? And what we consider to be relatively trivial actions on earth are considered to be profound manifestations of love in the higher realms. So if I can give you some examples from the NDEers. One NDEer was told that this was an example of what happened in his or her life, that he once had occasion to feed a stray cat and to give it a temporary home. Now, he had long since forgotten that he had done that, or she had done that. But the being of light said that was a profound manifestation of love that counts so much. He said that these small kindnesses that we manifest during our earthly lifetime mean so much to God. And in fact, there's a chapter in the Holy Quran entitled The Small Kindnesses. If you're in a shopping center and you see someone struggling with their shopping basket and you help them out to their car, that is another example of a profound manifestation of love, which counts for so much in the higher spiritual realms. Because if we think about it, when our soul leaves our physical body, we must leave behind our loved ones, our friends, the material wealth we've accumulated, our careers, everything we've done. When we leave our bodies, we even have to leave behind our earthly identity, according to the NDEers. The only thing we are allowed to take with us is the love that we have given to others. And that is ours to keep for an eternity.
I have to say that again. I mean, that's profound. The only thing that you're allowed to take with you is the love that you've given to others.
Yes, that is the only thing that matters on earth. How we treated others. And whatever love we manifested to others, be that other human beings or being members of the animal kingdom or how we treated Mother Nature, that love that we manifested, we are allowed to keep that. That's part of our soul consciousness. And we keep that for an eternity. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of the NDEers.
This is unbelievable. Do you have a tour planned on for college campuses?
No, I don't. Well, not yet.
I think that's something that would be really powerful.
I believe, Sherianna, that we are on the cusp or the threshold of a new era in human spirituality and consciousness. There's a French philosopher, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who once observed, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." And I'd also like to share with you a Taoist proverb from the Tao Te Ching. And that proverb goes like this: life is a venturing forth. Death is a returning home. Now, I've shared those two quotations with you because they are the pure essence of the near-death experience. We are spirit. We temporarily borrow the flesh of our human body to experience life on Earth. We are here to learn. Sorry.
What do you say to those individuals, or what did you learn? Was there anything in there? I'm thinking about, as you say, we're here to borrow this body. But yet we're so obsessed with our bodies, aren't we?
We are.
And a lot of people don't like their bodies, Professor. They want to change them. They want to fix them. They want to correct them. They want to look different.
Well, with respect,
sure.
In the higher spiritual realms, that is one of the things that is considered superficial. As one of the NDEers said, true beauty is to be found within. The outer does not matter. Only the inner matters, the spirit or the consciousness. That's understandable, Sherrianna. I was once young, and
yes.
I realized the importance of looking beautiful. You have to look beautiful for the job interviews, et cetera, for your dates and so forth. That is an understandable human foible, but that's not what life is about. The human body ages, and despite our best efforts, we finally succumb to the process of aging. But our inner beauty, our spirit, or our consciousness, as we grow, as we go along our earthly journey of life and embrace positive energy or the divine virtues in our lives, then our inner beauty will grow. And that's really the only thing that counts on Earth. The manifestation of love towards others, a learning of divine virtues, an embracing of positive energy, and a growing towards eventual communion with God or the light.
And thank you for that. That was very well said and so respectful. Have you met any of these people?
No, I haven't, because it's done on an anonymous basis. Mm-hmm. There's no way that I can, as a researcher, contact them. They have given their written account, and I can only take it at face value as being authentic and genuine. And I've made that assumption in my research and in writing my book. But many of them gave such a beautiful account. But having said that, it was very difficult for the NDE authors to communicate what they really experienced. And that was mainly due to two reasons. Number one, they found that the English language is too impoverished to describe the richness, to describe the meaning of what they experienced in what they refer to as the ultimate reality. As one NDEer said, it's a bit like trying to depict a magnificent sunset by drawing it on a beach with a stick. It is simply impossible. Mm. And the second reason that they found it difficult to communicate what they really experienced in the higher realms was that they're confined to their earthly knowledge and experience. But what they experienced was so unearthly, so different to what they've ever experienced on planet Earth, that they had trouble communicating that to an earthly audience. Mm. So they all say that the afterlife is beautiful beyond description, beyond comprehension, and they get frustrated because they can't convey the richness of that beauty. But they assure us that there's no such thing as death. Mm-hmm. That death is human error. Yes, our physical body ages and dies, but our soul, spirit, consciousness, life force, it transcends the physical death of our body. It transcends space and time. It is eternal. And in the higher realms, it is infinite. And it is one with God. It expands the awareness, the consciousness. It taps into the universal data structure. So you have varying levels of omniscience or all-knowingness. It's just simply mind-boggling.
And finally, to turn this over to you, how has writing this, researching about this, changed your life?
Well, it has been a profound experience, Sherrianna, because last year I had published a book entitled Transcendental Spirituality, Wisdom, and Virtue, The Divine Virtues and Treasures of the Heart. And that was a product of 2 years of research. And I looked at the mainstream religions of the world, from the West, the Abrahamic religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, Zoroastrianism and Baha'i from Persia, from the East, from China, Confucianism and Taoism, from India, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, and Jainism. And what I did in that previous book was I tried to distill from all of this religious diversity a foundational spiritual unity. Mm-hmm. And I identified 36 divine virtues or treasures of the heart, and some might call them universal ethical principles, which bind together these 12 religions like some ethereal mortar. Mm-hmm. And what I discovered in publishing this book has really been replicated in spiritual revelations from beyond the veil. I was so struck by the parallel or synchronistic nature of the NDE messaging with what can be found in sacred scripture that I ended up writing a third and final book, which is coming out in August of this year, entitled Near-Death Experiences in Sacred Scripture.
Wow.
Parallel messaging. This closes the loop.
Yeah, it does.
So the current book that we're talking about was written from a non-religious perspective. Mm-hmm. I consciously deleted all references to any religious figures or prophets. But what I read from a non-religious perspective, from a totally spiritual perspective, dovetails remarkably consistently with what you can find in the sacred scriptures. And this is what I consider to be profound. This was, I think, my life's learning experience, my personal mission on earth during this incarnation. And I want to share that with humanity. And it's not everyone's cup of tea. I realize that.
It's our cup of tea here. So I'd love it if you came back when that book is getting ready to get out there, if you come back on the show and share that book with us, that would be fantastic.
It would be my absolute pleasure, Sherrianna. Yeah, so I very much look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been enlightening. It's something that I'm going to sit with and digest for a while. I imagine many people will need some time to really digest this. I hope they get your book. I really encourage people to do that. I also think it belongs in academia. I think professors out there, teachers, this is a book that really shows you how to research something, because that's a bit of a lost art for some. And so the book is called Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from a Near-Death Experience. Professor Hodson, thank you so much for coming on. I know it is been 3 a.m. in Australia. So I want the audience to know that this is the heart and the dedication that you're hearing when somebody gets up at 3 a.m. to have an interview and to share this information. I mean, this is what it looks like to be in your life's purpose and to deliver these divine messages, if you will. So thank you so much for coming on.
You're most welcome, Sharianna. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Just Ask Spirit. Remember to check out the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace there. See what we've got going on. And your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Join Sharianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sharianna directly on sharianaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.